Hi there, guys. Welcome to my new station here on Anchor. My name is Armando Hernandez, and my station will be primarily focused on Star Wars, Marvel, or any other franchise, science fiction franchise that catches my attention. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about the short stories that Disney has been releasing regarding characters like Leia, Rey, Ahsoka, and Padme. Two or three minute little videos they've been releasing, and I'll be honest, at the beginning I was somewhat skeptical that they were making these short videos, but I have been pleasantly surprised. My favorite so far has been the one featuring Ahsoka on her way to her ceremony to receive her Padawan braids, which features Anakin and Yoda. That is by far the best one, and even gives a little, however brief, it does give us a little bit more of Jedi lore in the wisdom that Yoda imparts on Anakin. And it's also good. It was also good to see those two actors again. Ashley Eckstein, and unfortunately I can't remember the name of the actor that plays Anakin, but it was great to see them together. Even a 2.5 minute clip. It was good to see Snips and Sky Guy together again. The other episode that I enjoyed was the one that was released today featuring Padme and Ahsoka in Padme's senatorial apartment, getting ready to lead a discussion with a group regarding some intergalactic Senate business. And it features one of Padme's handmaidens that turns traitor and wants to sabotage the dinner party, which Ahsoka catches on to, and a mini fight ensues where they overpower the traitorous handmaiden. Overall, so far the series has been enjoyable, especially even the first two episodes featuring Rey, which were kind of like eh, and the one with Leia rescuing the Ewok, which explains how she got her dress, was also a good one. And I also want to talk about the fact that Dave Filoni this week tweeted a deleted scene that never was in Rebels, where Ahsoka meets a Bendu prior to her confrontation with Darth Vader, who she comes to realize is her former master, Anakin Skywalker, in which the Bendu foretells a death, but it's not really Ahsoka's death per se. I believe he was referring more to the death of Anakin Skywalker at the hands of Darth Vader. And then Ahsoka will be taken to another level of consciousness, whether that's a Force ghost or something along the lines like the sister from the Mortis arc of the Clone Wars, remain to be seen. Hopefully, we will get an answer in the final season of Rebels later this year. Overall, it was good. It was good to see Dave Filoni tweeting that, although I wish it would have been in the actual episode prior to the season finale, where Hurricane and Ezra go to find Maul on Malachor. I mean, sorry, not Maul, Vader. I want to say Maul. Anyway, guys, this is my first audio podcast. I'm hoping to get better and more comfortable doing these type of podcasts. If there's any questions you'd like to answer, or any topics related to Star Wars you want me to cover in my next podcast tomorrow, please let me know, and I will work quickly to put a podcast together that you guys want me to talk about. Overall, I think this is going to be a great year for Star Wars fans. We have Forces of Destiny, then we have the ongoing Darth Vader, Darth Maul comic. We also have, pretty soon we'll be having the Mace Windu or Captain Phasma comic, which the Captain Phasma comic will lead us into Episode 8, which I'm extremely looking forward to Episode 8 and see what they do with Luke Skywalker and the rest of the characters we came to know in The Force Awakens. Anyway, guys, thanks for your time. May the Force be with you. Have a great day. Hey there, guys. While I'm here waiting for my other half to finish working, I thought I'd drop a quick podcast discussing Darth Maul comics, the first four issues, which I find greatly expand on the character we all know and love, Darth Maul. From the first issue where His master, Darth Sidious, takes him to Malachor to see the Sith temple in ruins after the war between the Jedi and Sith. And Sidious' intentions is to further enrage Maul and submit him to the dark side. But then, on the flip side, he doesn't allow Maul the Sith rite of passage, which is to fight a Jedi, because Sidious' long-term plan is to, as we all know, to eventually become Emperor. So at the beginning, pre the Phantom Menace days, his plan was to remain in secret until the time was right for him to reveal himself to the Jedi, and he couldn't have Maul going off and ruining his well-laid plans. But unbeknownst to him, after his visit to Malachor, Maul enlists the help of Cad Bane, Aura Singh, and other bounty hunters to track down a Jedi Padawan for which he can test his skills against. And he finds one that has been captured by this. He finds one that has been captured. Sorry for the brain freeze, but he finds one that has been captured and is being auctioned off to individuals for sport. So he goes into the auction and kidnaps the Jedi Padawan. And while they're in their escape, they get shot down. And it forces Maul and the Padawan to team up together to survive. All the while knowing that after the threat was over, that she will have to eventually fight Maul. And that's where currently we stand with the comic. Overall, so far I'm liking the Darth Maul series, which, again, as I said earlier, is pre-Phantom Menace. I'm really enjoying it, but I'm hoping that at some point we see Sidious's master, Darth Plagueis, appear in the comic. I think it would be cool to see Darth Plagueis become canon again after the novel, which was great, by the way. The novel by James Lucerno was made into Legends, which is a shame, because if that novel ties in perfectly with the Phantom Menace, so it would be cool to see that character canon once again. I don't know, that's it. That's all I have for now regarding Darth Maul. You guys let me know what you think. If you have any questions for me or any comments, I would love to hear them. And as always, thank you for listening for my podcast. May the Force be with you, and have a great day.